Garbage workers in Chicago overwhelmingly have rejected a contract offer from the Chicago Area Refuse Haulers Association. Some 3,300 Teamsters who handle garbage for private waste hauling companies in the Chicago area have been on strike since Wednesday, and the garbage is piling up. From Chicago Public Radio, Jason DeRose reports.
In voting Sunday, union members rejected the contract proposal by a 92% margin. The union had recommended its members vote against the five-year contract, saying they were still more than 50 cents per hour apart in each year of the agreement. Over the weekend, the association had put forth what it called its last best offer, forcing Teamsters negotiators to put the contract to a membership vote.
It's been 3 months since we started the talks. They have yet to offer a contract that meets our members' needs.
Teamsters union spokesperson Rob Black.
The companies have a package put forth that will not fund our health, welfare, and pension programs to a level that will sustain them over the terms of this agreement.
And Black says the offer leaves just pennies for actual wage increases after benefits are funded. He says the Teamsters are ready to negotiate again, but a spokesperson for the Chicago Area Refuse Haulers Association, Bill Plunkett, maintains the contract offer was good.
We're extremely disappointed the Teamsters have chosen to reject our proposal. It was a very generous proposal. I think it was particularly generous in today's economy.
Plunkett says annual compensation would have risen 24%, counting benefits, over the term of the contract, and that would have put annual pay for the trash collectors at nearly $69,000 in the final year of the agreement.
It's unclear where we're going at this point. I would say we have nothing more to offer. Teamsters began this strike with a vote. They have chosen to continue it, and frankly, the Teamsters will have to look the people of Chicago and the suburbs in the eye this week as the waste piles up.
The strike has disrupted trash collection from residences and businesses in the region, but only for buildings with four or more units. The City of Chicago's Department of Streets and Sanitation collects the garbage from single-family homes and smaller buildings with three or fewer units. Until the strike is resolved, the city says it's watching city borders, construction sites, and back alleys to prevent illegal trash dumping. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Chicago.